witness to his intoxication and heart burning. Through the strength, the camel becomes like a fierce lion. Beneath the heavy burden, he eats little. In longing for the she-camel, 100 starvations on him. The mountain seems to him a strand of hair.
What was that all? Explaining the camel. Camel is... Where is the camel? This is the animal. This is the camel. This is the cow. This is the dog. Always we change these different names because we need so many animals to explain this complicated animal I am. So camel is one of them. The cow should be killed. The donkey should be ridden and do not follow the donkey. Donkey should follow you, right? The dog, the silly dog. Silly dog is the only dog when it is at your doorstep. If not, it's a different dog. And should be treated in a special way. The best of them is the camel. Why? Before, in this book we explain. First of all, the camel is the one which is looking from above. So he's looking the distance. The camel is a part of me that is not thinking about tomorrow. It's thinking about next year. Because it's a long way to go and it's ready to go. And it goes. It doesn't run. That's one of the points. It goes slowly but permanently. That's the way to walk this path. One of the points to remember, maybe the fellows who write it down, write down that temporary or occasionally seeker is like, let's say, almost wine. Somebody who seeks, sometimes who is seeking this path, but there are other times that he's too busy and stuff, he's not the seeker. Here, you need dedication. All of this explanation is because of that. Because if you, tomorrow, and after tomorrow, and the day after that, you pray all morning, it's no use. But if tomorrow, and every single day, you pray 2 minutes in the morning, that works. Because you do it always. Partial seeking is partial wine to me. I'm sorry, partial wine to me is a glass of the best wine with a spit in it. Okay, how do you like that? My own spit, don't worry. But does it change a thing? If I want the wine, it should be pure. Here, seeking and dedication is like that. Why? Do you remember the machine which is counting? If every single day I wake up and I do the prayer after a couple of months, then if I don't do it, this one will nag, will get used to it, and in that moment it will give up talking. That's one of the reasons of this programming we have, because we know we are teaching this baby. But then it's like a baby. It doesn't know anything. You could tease it. One could make you angry in a split second with a nonsense. Suddenly this one will start to boil if you're not in control. If you're in control, it doesn't. Like what? Like all the people who take care of the children. The cruel children will do all the bad stuff. But they know what they're doing. This is the essence of this. Let's go back to the meaning of that alas. Yes.
He who has not dreamed such a dream in alas does not become a servant and seeker in this world. or if he does become, always changing and shifting in vacillation. He gives thanks for one moment and utters complaints for a year.
Mm-hmm.
He steps.
This is the case. There are a lot of people that they do the prayer honestly, but casually, occasionally, things like that. Then these are the people who are funny, because they feel miserable all the time when they are nagging. There are a short period of time that, okay, they do this, but because it's not honest and it doesn't go on every day, then they feel miserable. For a couple of days they are happy, the rest of the year they feel miserable. Yes.
He steps forward and backward in the way of religion, with 100 vacillations and without certainty.
The point is that religion is not religion, it's the path. Because Deen is not religion for religion. Deen is the path. You remember all the different meanings of that word, is the path. It's Sharia, means the street. It's Tariqat, which means the road. It's mazhab, which means the walking path, and it's din, which is Persian for all of that. So Rumi would say, in this path, you don't go like going forward and backward, one forward, one backward. This is ridiculous. And all the people who have doubts, this is what they do. They walk. They pay the price, but they go nowhere, because they go back and forth. And this is something so important and very interesting. I owe the explanation of this to you. Really? It's not me, Rumi. Yeah.
I owe the exposition of this, lo, the pledge. And if you are in haste, hear from have not we opened?
Ah, what is that? Have not we opened?
Alam nashrah
laka sadrak. It's one of those surah that God is talking to you, questioning you that, didn't I open your heart? Didn't I open your chest? Didn't I give you this? Didn't I give you that? So why are you waiting? He said, okay, I owe it to you, later I will try to explain it, that this is how the path should be walked, because you are ready. You have all the qualities and instrument necessary for this path. You only need to really study it seriously. So he said, okay, for the moment, believe me, I owe you that, and if you're in rush, go and read that surah. Which one of you will read it tonight? I hope everyone. Read it again. I know you know it by heart, but read it again, because it will tell you something. It is like attacking you and doing this, but when you look at it, it's the promotion of the best in you and telling you that, listen, you have it all, I gave you all. You know the understanding, you know the good way, all of that, just do it. Okay, because the meaning that we are talking about here, remember, there is no edge to this. It should cover the entire life of the human being. This is not something for some special time and moment. This is forever. Yes?
Since the explanation of this subject has no end, proceed to the litigant of the cow.
Yeah, but in Persian it's expressed differently. That didn't give me that feeling. What was that really the game?
Since the explanation of this subject has no end, proceed to the litigant of the cow.
Ah, okay. Over there he tried again to be very polite. He says, because this explanation has no limit, turn the donkey to the guy who is claiming the ownership of the cow. turn your donkey. Means I know that you're riding your donkey, and remember, I'm not talking about your donkey. Because that donkey needs more explanation later. Now, turn around, let's go and see this fellow who claims that he owns the cow. Yeah.
He said, "The impostor has called me blind because of this crime. Oh God, it is a very satanic inference. When have I been praying in the fashion of the blind? When have I begged of anyone except the Creator?"
Ah, okay, what does that mean? Is there any point? Someone who asks nothing from anybody, just from God, will be free from explaining it to the others.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is connected to God, and he will answer there, not to anyone. Okay? But before this, somehow, some wording is different in the last one, because he said, "Listen, this fellow called me a liar, okay? And this is a Satan-like comparison, oh my God." That Satan-like is what? The Satan. Remember who's the Satan? You know him? Touch your head? That's it. This is, because this was closest to God, because it is full of knowledge, isn't it? The symbol, the angel of knowledge is who? Is Satan. And he was the best before we arrived. When we arrive, he is not the best. Why? Because we know better than that Satan. We have the Satan here, but we know exception. Satan doesn't know exception. Satan knows rules only, scientific rules. And, excuse me, but I am exception. Because everything is created, and I'm carrying the Creator with me. That's why I'm different. I have the breath. The breath is in me. I never forget, he said, وَنَفَخْتُ مِنْ رُوحِي. I'm that Ruh. This is the body, right? Satan is this one who doesn't know me. He knows the body very well. So, the Satan thinks that I am blind because I don't trust this. I'm looking with the other eye. To Satan, I'm blind because when Satan is talking about the price I have to pay, I say, get out of here, I don't want to hear it even. Because the Satan is always, the logic is always thinking about the price I have to pay for something. The problem and all that, I don't care about it. So, this is that satanic comparison, actually. Yes?
The blind man, in his ignorance, has hope of creatures, I of you, by whom every difficult thing is easy. That blind fellow has reckoned me amongst the blind. He has not seen my soul's humble supplication and my entire devotion. This blindness of mine is the blindness of love. It is love makes one blind and deaf, O Hassan. I am blind to aught other than God. I am seeing by him. And this is what love demands. It is well, say.
What was all that about? Remember, from book 2, we started to talk about blindness. The best example, I hope you remember, is the most famous part of this book. The story of the dark room and the elephant. Remember, everybody knows that. That in a dark room, nobody could understand the elephant because somebody will touch in this part of it, somebody that part of it. And he said, if someone had a candle, suddenly everybody will see it. This is what we're talking about here. Here, these people will understand that the normal people, we are born.